The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Hello, welcome to The Honest Wargamer. I'm your host, Rob. Welcome to Stream Streak Day 208. Actually, when you say it like that, that's a lot. Welcome to the show. I'm here live in the TSN studio, although I will be getting the green screen today, so this will be the last time you'll be looking at the TSN logo, unless you're watching the TSN, which is a shame, because it does look really nice. But it will be a green screen for future, so I can just, you know, do my best weather girl impression. Hello, everyone in the chat. Very excited to see all of you. Big shout out to my man Ziggy in the chat, but Diadrin, Tomb King Tristan, Xavier, Jog PLC. Tristan, I see you. How are you? Yes, let's go. The TSN, or as the Honest Wargamer calls it, the Sex Nation. Hey, look, it's young Nathan. Whoever did the meme. Who did the meme where Nathan was... where I was really Nathan in like a Looper-style story? Because that's my favourite new meme of all time. Okay, I need you to answer the biggest AOS questions at the moment. Why didn't anyone ban the new Gargants? Well, they're not applicable for the TSN event. Although, sad news on that. But that'll be announced later. But I'm sure you can guess what it is. Hello to Owen, Nikos, good day. So today's show, if you're listening to the podcast and are staying hydrated from your water bottles from The Honest Wargamer, you can get those. Oh, hi from Spain. Hi from the UK, Zastrus. That's nice seeing you. What was I saying? Oh, today's show, I'll be looking at some lists from the German team championships, but we've done something a little bit different in a kind of like, so big shout out to Ziggy in the chat if you guys want to say thanks to him. He's done the kind of background work for this. This is one of the ways that we would review lists for the Super Series, but we've kind of like adopted it and adapted it a little bit for doing tournament review. It's still a work in progress, so you guys are going to see the very first version of this, but we're going to do this later for a bunch of other stuff. Looks super cool. I'm very excited about it. Yes, now that is the first thing to talk about when we are talking about the German Team Championships, which I will be able to link the lists in the chat. There you go. Yeah, you guys, please do get analyze and criticize our work in progress. I would like you to hear about that. I want you to, obviously, presentation, color correction, all those other things. What's the German Team Championships? It's not the German Team Championships. It's the German Tabletop Championships, I think is what it is. But it's just an Age of Sigmar event. But because of COVID, it's going to be one of the largest Age of Sigmar events that we probably have this year. I think there's like 88 to 100 people playing, which is cool. But the big shout out has to go to the TO or whoever did the Google document, because he put all of the lists in a nice format for me to review, which is lovely. I've linked it in the chat. But also by faction. So all the Stormcast lists are grouped. All the Fireslayers groups lists are grouped. It's so nice. Yeah. It's really, really nice. I don't think I can show you guys, but it does go to point at the meta that they have over there. So Caradhran Overlords, the most popular book there, which is pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. Germans flying is what we've got going on. So that Caradhran Overlords. So they've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 KO lists. There's one Khorne list. I know James will be happy about that because, you know, and so will Realmar Winters because they're just rubbish. There's only one, how far they've fallen, only one Grand Host of Nagash list. Chuck a buddy, thanks for subscribing. Thanks to everyone who subscribes and thanks to everyone that's watching on Patreon. Couldn't do it without you. I hope you're well, Chuckles. You're going to see some cool graphics in a bit, Chuckles. You might like it. I prefer everything in alphabetical order, just like Games Workshop 40k app, which is really useful and easy to use because of this. Come on, guys. trying to be upbeat today. I've done enough salty shows over the past few fucking weeks. Yeah, this is the time to have fun. Terrible app, though. I just like everyone to be aware of that. In our smaller gym, KOR popular too. Just 4 out of 5 people don't really get them and keep losing. Grand Hose and Nagash, though, only one entrant, which is such a difference from 2 years ago when they were all over the place. One Daughters of Cain, one Flesh Eater Courts. Seraphon, super popular as well. I think there's 8 Seraphon players. So, you know, really showing that meta that KO and Seraphon, who are the S tier, they're the best book in the game. It's unarguable. Below them, there's some good hot contention for what comes below that. Me personally, I feel it's Fire Slayer, Tzeentch, and KO. They all fit in there. They're very, very good. Below them is Sons of Behemoth. I'm joking. They're below Silver Left. They're so bad. have you seen the Sister Bat and Bat Rep in that they realise some scenarios get VPs? Yes, I have seen that. Still terrible army. I made some bread yesterday. Tasted a bit too salty, so I named it Rob the Loaf. Oh, thanks, Chuckle Buddy. I appreciate that. That's nice. Sinesh, still 4 Sinesh players thinking that they can kick it, and a bunch of Ogre Maw Tribes players as well, which is fair. You normally get a bunch of those. They're a really fun army to play. 1 Legion of Chaos army and only 2 Luminous Realm Lords armies, but I imagine people are still building and painting those armies. They're really pretty models. It's going to take you a lot longer to put those on the tabletop than some other stuff. There are 4 Stormcast lists, of which 3 are Shootcast. So we're not going to look at those today. 2 Sylvaneth lists and a bunch of Tzeentch lists. Now, there are some different Tzeentch lists, but there's also a couple of Change Hosts in there as well. That's what you get. But the fact that the TOs... If you're listening and you want Rob to do a list review show with this level of excitement, do it like this. Put all the lists in faction order, and it's just jazzy, baby. So jazzy. I love it. 7 huge man ogres can do a surprising damage. They can. They are good. Shootcast or Snipecast? Grenaldi, do you think that there's a difference? Do you think Snipecast is because it's specific? I feel like it's still a lot of shots coming out of Stormcast Eternals army, even if they're... I think there's enough. Right, so we're going to look at some of the lists, but we can do it in a different way, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time we've done this, so we're going to take our time with it. And podcast guys, this is going to suck for you because it's like very image-based. But we'll give it a try. So the first list that I got excited by was... let me make sure this... List number 5 from the Cities of Sigmar? Ben? Is this right? Oh, no, that's wrong. I don't think that's right at all. Have we got number 5 down? Ben Fisher? Is that right? Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't write this down properly. Okay, give me a chance. Okay, let me go to my page. All right, so we're going to... Ben Fisher. That's the list. Thank you very much, which I'm sure was my... Seamless. It's not meant to be seamless, Dave. This is for analysis and review. Ben Fisher. Let me just go grab his list. Don't be like this. Thank you. Right, and you guys should see now... Oh, my picture's in the way. I have to move that. Ricky Bobby, get out of the way. 1 second. Let me just change this. So I am somewhere that's less in the way, because I'm definitely in the way there of all of the information that you want to see. Where can I put myself? This top corner? Okay, I'm going to go there. Hello. Right, anyway. So Ben Fisher's running the Cities of Sigmar army from Hammerhall, right? Right. It's a 7-drop army, but it's got 7 units. There's no battalions, as you can see, right? 73 bodies, but only 105 wounds. So quite low. I would say the average is about 120, 140. That's roughly where you get, like, the wound cap. 120, 140 is rough. So 105 seems low until we start talking about what is in the army, right? So there is an Anointed of Frostheart, Anointed of Assyrian on Frostheart Phoenix. There's an Anointed of Assyrian on another Frostheart Phoenix. There's a Celestial Hurricane with a Celestial Battle Mage, which gives it that one cast that you can see there on the board. And then there's 3x20 Phoenix Guard and 10... there is 10 Shadow Warriors. Is Mini Rob disturbing? Let me know what it's like in the box. Pictures say 1,000 words. Yeah, I feel like the Hurricanums are underrated. I don't think... I think they're generally rated pretty well. But the important point with the Hurricaneum is it's going to be able to run forward with that screen of Phoenix Guard. It's going to be giving them all +1 to hit. So they're going to be hitting on twos. Wound on threes, Ren 1. But that 105 wounds is actually more wounds than it seems because they've got that 4-up armor save. They're going to be -1 to wound because of the Frostheart Phoenixes. And they also are going to be immune to Battle Shock. And then they have a 4-up DPR in each one of those. So actually, that 60 wounds is really 120 wounds. So you can actually kind of add 60 wounds onto this army. So it roughs up to like 100 and... So add 45-ish wounds to the total new stat, effective B wounds. Yeah, exactly. Well, a big shout out to Ziggy in the chat, helping me put all this together. This is all the TSN stuff that we've hacked for doing Honest Wargaming List Review stuff. But it looks pretty sweet. Looks pretty sweet. So let me just look at some other stuff for you, because this is important on this list. I just wanted to show you that. So again, looking at the, I think it's the points and wounds table for you guys to check out. So as you can see here, it's 19 points per wound is really what you're paying for. And now obviously you've got two big monsters in there, and that's kind of changing it around. But most of that is being found in the battle line, with some of the monsters getting a bunch of the wounds there as well. You can add 60 wounds from the Phoenix Guard, yes, +24 from the two Phoenixes. Good point, Grinaldi. Yeah, so there's actually, because the 4-up DPR is also on the Phoenixes, so it looks like it's 105 wounds, but really it's quick math from Grinaldi there, thank you, it's an additional 84 wounds because of that DPR, which is actually, it's just cool. It's cool and it's deceptive, which is why I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to show you guys that that there is a really good conversation to have at the minute with Age of Sigmar lists. There's the whole conversation about meta, which we could do another time, like, oh look, you know, there's loads of KO and other stuff, but I think it's fairly self-explanatory. Seraphon are the best, and some other armies are just below them. But the conversation about like the analysis of this is really interesting, because the wounds that you're seeing at the minute on the board is one of the problem, it's one of the answers that people are using to deal with the current meta, so it's worth talking about. Bunch of wounds on the board really helps against that shooting. And that -1 to wound is also really big, right? Really, really big. Yeah, it's a cool list, it's fun. It's not very imaginative, like you're not going to do anything other than walk forward on the board. But I guess everyone seems to think that that's fun. Now, it's actually pretty output-y as well, as you can see here. So this has got 148 Rend 1 melee attacks, like 148 of them, like per turn. And that, like, so that's coming out of the Phoenix Guard blocks and coming out of the Phoenixes, effectively. It's got some okay shooting as well, but it doesn't have any particularly good magic dominance in any way. Like, it's not a magic dominant list, but it's tanky and it's outputty. And that's 148 like attacks with Rend a turn, if everything's in combat and it's alive. So it's just going to tank on the objective. That's all it does. That's all it is. But it's a cool list. It's a cool list. I thought I'd show you guys. That'd be fun. So let me just queue up the next list for you guys as I go through it. What do you think so far of the graphics? Pretty fun. Pretty fun. Big shout out to Ziggy for making this happen. So we're going to look at another cities list in a minute. It's a sit and hold list. Those can win for sure. They definitely can. They can, but it can fight. It's also an attrition list. It's not just sit, do nothing. It's sit and fight. That's why I wanted to show how many attacks it had, because it can do a load of attacks. So anyway, the next list is Pablo Calicia. I think that's right. Now let me just go get his actual list up. Give me a second. Christopher Gerhard. No, Pablo. Okay. So Pablo's got like a different list, which is fun, which I really like. So he's got a Rune Lord. Let me just go pop this over for you guys. So he's got a Rune Lord who's the general. He's got Hurricaneum again, a Sorceress, and a Knight Encanter, right? And this is in Hallowheart, right? And he's got 10 Longbeards. He's got 30 Ironbreakers, 20 Iron Drakes, 10 Dark Shards, 10 Shadow Warriors, and 3 Gyrocopters. But he's got the Soulscream Bridge, and he's got the Umbral Spell Portal, and he's got the Everblaze Comet. Now, it's an 11-drop army, so it's low, but those Ironbreakers will be able to screen and keep him safe from quite a few threats, but it doesn't mean he's going to be able to protect himself from all that KO who are going to come over and shoot all of his characters. This is the Whitefire Retinue. It should be in the Whitefire Retinue. No, has he not got the Battalion? Ah, very interesting. No, he doesn't have the Battalion, but he's got the Bridge, and he's got the Umbral Spell Portal, and he's got the Everblaze Comet, right? Now, it's low, it's at that 120 wound level. So on lower on bodies, it's only 88. bodies, but it's got 8 casts in this army. 8 casts per turn, right? So it's just loads and loads of spells all the time. Let me bring up the spell graphic. That's the best graphic. Here we go. Boom. Let's go for this. Yeah. So it's got, but it's got really high, well, not really high, average casting. Of the spells it's got available to cast, like Chain Lightning, Comet of Cassandora, Spirit Storm, Seer Wounds, Elemental Cycle, Crystal Aegeus, Ignite Weapons, all of those spells, they all fit, as you can see, 11 of the 13 available spells to cast all rock in the 6 to 8 to cast category. So they are like average to cast, so you expect to only get half of them off. But the reason, but why this is such a reliable army in that casting is that they've got their bonuses to cast from the command ability that you get in Hallow Heart, which you stab yourself basically. You take an amount of mortal wounds, which you then pop on into your casting value for all wizards in range. So actually, if you even roll fairly low, you're getting them at a very, very high casting value, and you're going to be able to get them off. So you'll be able to get the bridge off. You'll be able to put the Iron Drakes all forward. You'll be able to get the Ignite Weapons out. And most importantly, you'll do Everblaze Comet. You'll do Chain Lightning. You'll do Comet of Cassandora. So you'll do a bunch of different spells. But so it looks there like the casting is hard to achieve. But actually, again, on paper, while it's like I'm casting on 7s, and 8s, actually I'm really probably, because I'm getting an average of 3 from the command ability, I'm really casting on 4s and 5s. So it's super fun. It's really fun. You're just playing yourself, really, in the phase. Yes, on a roll of a 1, thank you, Grenaldi, you do get plus 1. Because, no, he hasn't got the battalion. He hasn't got the battalion, so he's got, you get plus 1 from the Hurricaneum, and you get plus 1 from the command ability. So if he only ever rolls a 1 from the command ability, because the Hurricaneum also gives you plus 1, you end up with basically 1 plus d6, effectively, to your casting value. So you can just cast super well. Link to the lists is literally just in the chat, bud. Let me just put it in there for you. There's a whole bunch of really cool lists available. So it's just, I wanted to talk about the list. And thank you, Granny. Yeah, the Sorceress also has got the ability to get plus two to cast if you stab someone. And again, looking at the list, you're going to be able to, I don't think she can stab anyone though, because I think you have to stab, don't you have to stab another, like, Dark Elf? I thought. Is it Dark Shards? There are 10 Dark Shards. It's right there. I just can't read. So loads of options there, but it's weak. The Iron Breakers and the Iron Drakes really tanking for the whole army and trying to control the board space, and you have to keep all of those characters at the back fairly safe, which is harder to do than maybe it looks like. But it's pretty much, like, it's not the only way that Hallow Heart plays, but it's just interesting to see, like, that Hallow Heart shifts the numbers on your casting down from, like, 50% chance to cast most of your spells down to, like, very reliable, I'm going to cast most of it, right? Okay. All right, fun list. I like that. I like this system as well. I only got all this graphics, like, 10 minutes ago, so I haven't been able to, like, nail this show, but hopefully you're enjoying it. And then next time we'll do this better so it looks fancier. Well, it will look just as fancy, but hopefully my words will be of more interest. How does that sound? I hope you're all well, by the way. Everyone well? Everyone well? Anyone okay? Anyone got any questions? Everyone good? Ooh. Thanks, Chris. Hopefully we'll eventually get to apply this to 40k as well. Just give us time. Just give us time. Keep supporting the show, and we'll get there. Yes, Jog. Yeah, there's a bunch of really great lists from this German meta. Like, I would like to talk about all of them, but when we do shows where we just talk about 80 lists for an hour and a half, I don't find that interesting for you guys. I would like to know if you guys find that interesting, in which case I'll flip reverse it, but I just don't know if you guys find it interesting. I'm trying to find a way to make this really entertaining, so I picked out some lists and Ziggy's put it into the system. So thanks. What's this guy as an image? He's a cool guy. Okay, it's more interesting if I have a partner to talk to. All right. And then I'll get a partner. Like, okay. All right, fair enough. I'll get someone else to chat with as well. All right, so let me just pick out the next list for you guys, which is... is going to be a Fire Slayers list, unfortunately. Jens Caraccio. Is this the one I picked? Would I have picked a Fire Slayers list? Doesn't sound like me, but let's say I did. I don't know if me and Ziggy might have got our wires crossed, but let's just go for, I don't imagine I would have ever picked a Fire Slayers list to look at. Anyway, as you can see from this Fire Slayers list, yeah, let me go find the actual list. Give me a moment, Jens. Did I really pick this list? I'm not sure I did. I'm sorry. The Daughters of Caenus, by the way, is Calibron and not Hagnar, so that's fun. I think everyone should just be a bit chill with that. And also, the Flesh Eater Courts list is also not Gristlegore, it's Blistikin. So the guys are really messing it up and like moving it around. Okay. This is Jen's list. Okay, Jen's list. Okay, is an Auric Runefather on Magmadroth, an Auric Runesmiter, and two Grimrasp Berserkers. Okay, and it's in Hermdar, but it doesn't have Lords of the Lodge, so it's different. That's why I did it. I did. Two Grimrasp Berserkers are super cool. There's not much you can learn about this from like the stats overly, apart from if we go into melee attacks. Oh my god, let's go to melee attacks. Let's do it. There you go. 132. Rend 1 attacks available from this army. It's an 8 drop army. Yeah, but only 74 bodies. But this is the important part. 171 wounds. So it's about 30 over what we consider to be the average, not including the fact that they're going to have a 4-up DPR. So actually you can add a ton of wounds on top of that. So like we saw with the Phoenix Guard, but these guys are more punchy and they are more punchy and they're more survivable. Well, they've got more wounds in them. They're not any more survivable, really. But, I mean, they can be for a bit. In combat, these guys will out-attrition them. But the minus one to wound, it's a great question whether or not that would affect this game enough. Probably not. But a bunch of attacks, right? That's a lot. A lot more than maybe you think when you just look at it and you just realize, oh, the list is, sorry, a Runefather on Magmadroth, a Runesmiter, two Grimrath Berserkers, three times 20 Hearthguard Berserkers, and a Runic Firewall. And then there's 10 Volkite Berserkers as well. So, like, it doesn't sound like a lot, right? Like, it's 70 bodies, but it's like 170 wounds. Like, fuck. It's just a lot of guys. Anyway. This is what you run when someone bans your Battlesmith. Yes. This is what you run when someone runs your Battlesmith. Absolutely. As we saw from the ban phase last night. So, pretty cool, right? Shooting, though. You'd be surprised that there's actually 75 shots in this army because they're slinging their shields. Shields, 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 right? Which you would be surprised. That's just a lot of trash to throw at people. It's not particularly good and it's very short range. But once you're in the fight, you'd be throwing and you'd be punching. And actually, it's a surprise to some people that there's some more damage that comes out from them as well. Anyway. I don't know if I picked this actual list. Right, the next list is... should be 44. Let's go to page 44 for you guys. I think... Or maybe it's not. One sec. Sorry, everyone. Nathan! Throwing axes. They're shields, aren't they? Do they throw axes or shields? Does it matter? Hi, Dave. How did you see him? Oh, so nice when I see you. Hold on. Let's go to the next list, which should be list number 44 for everyone in the chat. Again, I only just got the graphic, so this is a show. Like, give me a chance. Hi, Dave. Number 44 is... Da, 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 da. No, that's not right. Fuck. Sorry, everyone. I should just do this. Whatever. I'm trying. Trying really hard. I've done this for a long time. Like, this is going to be fun. Oh, it's more tribes? Okay. So, is Andreas Stegmar? Let's go for that. Let me go find the list. Nurgle. More tribes comes after Nurgle. I did choose list 79, but I should have. Okay, all right. Okay, this is a pretty cookie-cutter Stonehorn list that you guys are checking out. It's 112 wounds, as you can see. Only 7 drops. One cast coming out of Slaughtermaster. We've got Bloodfeast. It is a Boulderhead Ogre Moor Tribes list, but we did see this list do well at an event 3 or 4 weeks ago and ended up taking out the event. So Frostlord on Stonehorn. It's another Frostlord on Frostlord Stonehorn, and he's got the Lord of Beasts, he's got the Brand of the Svard, and he's got the Black Clatterhorn, which is what they all take. Then he's got the Huskard on Thundertusk, which is a bit different. He's got Blood Vulture, Pulverizing Hailstorm, and the Alvagur Ancient Mount trait. And then he's got Slaughtermaster and a Tyrant. Then he's got 12 Ogre Gluttons for some reason. That's fine. And then he's got 2 more Stonehorn Beast Riders. Not tons to say about this list. Apart from in melee. Da-da-da-da. Here we go. Eventually I'm going to make sort of buttons. I'll just press it. So a load of attacks. Load of attacks at no rend. However, because obviously those gluttons, for some reason, don't have rend. But 22 attacks at rend 1. And then 21 attacks at rend 2. So, like, there's a lot of rend 2 attacks punching out of this army. So their armor penetration is really, really strong. Like, and it's all high damage as well. Like, Stonehorn compared to a Mega Gargan is, apparently, statistically, on average, they're the same. Apparently. But I don't see it. Stonehorn's going to slap ass. It's going to be like, bam, bam, bam. I've really lost myself in this entire process now. Let's look at another list. I was going to do a comparison one. So this is Ineth Deepkin. Did I pick a Deepkin list? It doesn't sound like I picked these. Ziggy, did you just decide to choose other lists for me? Hold on. Oh, wait, I know why I chose this Deepkin list. It's really cool. Okay, let me talk about this Deepkin list. Don't forget, Deepkin list last weekend did well with a turtle. Ended up winning. So that's pretty cool. I went 5-0. Was that in France? France, I think. That's where it happened. Shit. Let me find the list. let me just go find this list for you, guys. I'm sorry, everyone. Talk amongst yourselves in the chat. Podcast, guys. Just going to give me a second to find it because I've lost. So if it's Ineth Deepkin, it's alphabetical order because it is. It'll be before. Fuck. It's all in another language as well. All right, let's just look at the... Okay, Slave Sedan. Wait, why is Slave Sedan? Is that? That's not right. Oh. This is Nurgle. Is it? Whew. Okay, everyone. I'm going to take a moment because I've got myself stressed out now looking for these things and I'm spending too long. One moment. Okay. It's number 24. Thanks. I'm going to go find it. Oh. Okay. Here we go. There we go. I found it. 24. Who am I looking for? Thomas Wardman. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for helping me. Johannes? No. Thomas? Dominique? Oh, God. Okay. Fuck. Right, Thomas Wardman. All right, let's have a look at the list, shall we? This is better. In a 2-day here in France, there were 6 Ineth Deepkin out of 36 players. Wow, okay. Ooh. Right, let's look at this list, right? As you can see here, and now 110 wounds, it's on the lower side, but only 51 bodies. It's a 10-drop list, yeah? The Ineth lists are almost always high drop, but they can deploy a bunch of stuff off the board, which is how they keep themselves safe from initial hits, right? However, let's look at the list, yeah? It's very different. He's got an Ishran Tidecaster. Yeah, that's right. You read me. With Lord of the Storm and a Coral Ring and the Arcane Corrosion. Then he's got the Eidolon of Mathlan, the Aspect of the Sea, which is never taken in a competitive Ineth list ever. Then he's got an Ishran Soulscryer and Volti. He's obviously got Volti, but he's only got two units of Morsar Guard. Only two. One unit of Morsar Guard and one Ishlan Guard. Then he's got 20 Namati Thralls. He's got 10 Namati Reavers, another 10 Namati Reavers, and he's got an Achillean Leviathan. This guy is just like to give a shit about any of what anyone else thinks. It's just a fun list. I just thought I'd bring it up. Because, like, at this point, if you're ever playing Aedhnir Deepkin, you're not just running Eels and Volty, you're intentionally being different. And this doesn't even feel like he's trying to be different where it's like taking a bunch of defensive Eels instead, or a bunch of Sharks, or maybe I've taken a Turtle. It is just, I'm just going to take a bunch of everything and just have a nice time. No one ever does that. So this is great. Yeah, he's just living it. Here is my collection. Yes. Right, the final one to look at in detail. And I don't feel I've done Ziggy's list justice. I'd like everyone to know that. So I'm going to apologize to the show. Is Thorsten Rumpf. Thorsten Rumpf with his Maggotkin of Nurgle. His list is available here. Thorsten Rumpf. And it is a Blightcyst with 201 wounds. And it's a 3-drop list. But let me actually go find the actual details on it again. Thorsten Rumpf. Does anyone remember what number that is? Maybe it's 44. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. How are you all doing, by the way, in the chat? Page 41. Oh my god, thanks everyone. Okay. Okay, next time I'll do this better, I promise. Thorsten Rumpf. No, I've got Freak Freak Wanver. Jorg Freyler. Yes. It's on 43 on mine. Anyway. Is this the list I really picked? What was the one that I liked? Definitely got this wrong. Anyway. So Thorsten Rumpf. Yeah. Has got a Great Unclean One. He's got Gutrot Spume, he's got a Harbinger of Decay, he's got a Lord of Blights, and he's got 20 Blight Kings. Why would I have chosen this one? 10 Blight Kings, 2 times 5 Blight Kings, and a Blightcyst. So, like, really uninspiring is what I'm going to say. Thorsten, you're a great guy, great list. Just have a great day. That's all I've got to say for you. What was the other one? Yeah, whatever. But the thing to talk about, I guess, with this list here, for you guys to like pay attention to, is that 201 wounds with a 4-up armor save. 3-drop, and it is blistering fast. And it's going to have a 5-up DPR as well. So it's going to be like one of the most survivable armies that you see. So everything that we talked about before, we just basically add a third of these lists, on. And in melee, again, it's got some phenomenal output. Another 137 attacks. Probably need notes. I know I needed notes. I only just got all the shit like a minute ago. Anyway, I fucked this up today. This is great. Great. Well done, Ziggy. All worked super well. His side. The actual analysis side was terrible. So I'm just going to write a note here for Rob Be Better. It's going to be my current rules for myself today. And I'm also going to try again to review these lists another time. Rob, you need notes. I agree. Yeah. Nice to see Gutrot. Yeah, Gutrot Spume would be able to bring those Blight Kings in from the board edge and attack an objective. It's fine. anyway, there's some cool lists at this event. It looks like a fun time. Makes me miss Warhammer is what I'm trying to say. There's some mad lists and there's some fun lists. And you guys should check out the pack. But more importantly, if you guys ever want to put lists up again, you should do it exactly how the guy that ran this event did it, because they look brilliant. They just look great. Like, it's a really great pack of information. That's it. Anyone got any questions? Otherwise, I'm going to probably dip today because I really let myself down. But we at 2 p.m., today, so in an hour and 30 minutes time, we'll be interviewing Kieran Gillen, I'm going to make sure I say that right, Kieran Gillen, who's been working on the new Marvel / Warhammer 40,000 crossover manga? Comic? Let's say that. Still great fun. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad it was all right, I guess. But you should join us again in like an hour and a half, and we'll be talking to that guy. And that guy's like actually good at what he does, and I'll just be asking him about stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, we could do a comparison. Does anyone want to compare any of these lists? Check this out. This is a fun thing we can do in the future. I'll show you guys. So let's compare the Cities of Sigmar list. Bam, bam. Number two, Pablo's list. And let's compare it with the Maggot King of Nurgle list, which is player six. So check this out for you guys, if you guys are interested. Compare list 69. If we haven't put all the lists in, right? So in this situation, alright, let's go check it out. Okay, so Cities of Sigmar list is an 11 drop list versus 3 drop Blight Cyst here, as you can see, right? And that's because it's the Halahart list versus the Blight Cyst list. Wounds wise though, look at the kick-in that you get from Maggot King Nurgle. They've got 201 wounds coming out of 44 models. And then there's 88 models in the Cities of Sigmar list with only 123 wounds. And they're nowhere near as survivable as those 201 wounds that you're going to see with the 5-up DPR, right? So it's a lot of wounds. Yeah, 201 cysts. Now, this is where it gets quite interesting. Points per wound. It's 16 points per wound in the Cities of Sigmar list, but it's only 9.8 points per wound in the Maggot King and Nurgle list. Oh, I'd like to see that comparison actually for some of the other lists. We'll come back to that in a minute. And then in melee, there's a bunch of crap attacks coming out of the Cities of Sigmar army that have no rend, and then there's a bunch that are rend 1 in the Blight Cyst list. But then in spells, boomf, two spells trying to be cast by the Magikin Nurgle list, and like there's 8 casts available in the Cities of Sigmar list. So this is how I see this game playing out. There's not enough output coming from the Cities of Sigmar army to punch through the Magikin army. Like, it just doesn't have it. These are two very polarized lists. They're quite different. So when you do get these extreme ends, it depends on the scenario though. That is going to be very, very important. If it's hero-centric, then maybe the Halahart list can just take out enough of the characters for Nurgle, but in reality, Nurgle is just going to womp forward, and there's not enough output, in my opinion, coming back from the Cities of Sigmar list to take out all of those playbearers. So, not playbearers, Blight Kings. It's just too much. It does depend on the scenario a bit, though. It does. It really does. But on focal points, this should be in the Nurgle players. On it gets harder. I think it gets harder for the Cities list the more spread out it gets. So if you get something extreme like Scorched Earth, then I think it's a real challenge for Cities of Sigmar, truth be told. But what was the other comparison you guys wanted to see? We wanted to do a points cost comparison between the Maggot King of Nurgle, I thought, and maybe it was Fire Slayers? Yeah, so points per wound is what we're actually want to look at here. So they're not too different. It's 9.8, so effectively 10 points per wound from Megakin and Nurgle, but 11.5, so like 1.5 more per point on the Fire Slayers. But the Fire Slayers have like an almost built-in DPR, like it's almost built into their War Scroll, but there really isn't. There really isn't like that much difference, if that makes sense. The Cities on Bridge is not slower. No, agreed, but it's not going to put anything anywhere that anyone cares about. That's what I'm trying to say. Is that the one? I wonder, like, who's got the most expensive points per wound. Surely it's the Fire Slayers in that situation. Maybe it's not. War Tribes? Deepkin? Let's go for War Tribes. See what that one looks like. That could be fun. More Tribes have got 18 models and 112 wounds, but the Maggot King and Nurgle have got 44 models, 201 wounds. That's pretty nuts. Like, super low. super low. However, points per wound, you're paying nearly 18 points per wound in that Ogre Moor Tribes army for the 10 points per wound that you end up playing for the Megakin and Nurgle army. And like you're paying more for less wounds, and you end up with less wounds on the board as well, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. Anyway, okay, that was fun. I really enjoyed that. Enjoy that. Next time I'll have written loads of notes and it'll be like flashy as hell. And you guys will be like, what the fuck? I'm not going to know what to do with all this information. So big shout out to Ziggy for helping me with that. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Join me again in an hour. Let's just hang out for an hour, yeah? And then we'll chat some more. We'll chat some more. It'll be fun. Thanks to everyone who's listened to the show. If you're watching on YouTube, big thumb. If you're watching on, well, if you listen to the podcast, then this would be a terrible show, probably. But I'll see you in an hour's time, all right? All right, loads of love. Thanks for being on Patreon. Take care of yourself. See you soon.